Welcome, adventurers. You are listening to the Quests and Chaos Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/questsandchaos. Your support allows us to continue making this content. We're also trying to reach 10,000 subscribers over on our YouTube channel, where you can actually see us play all of these RPG shows. Plus, you get some great board game content that isn't available on podcast. Now, on with the show. Welcome to the Quests and Chaos Podcast Network. You are listening to Chaos Agents Campaign 2, Murder in Port Thoria.
Hey, it's Warren of the Chaos Agents, back to play another game with my favorite cast of characters again to play some D&D, this time as young dragonborn druid by the name of Lalak Denai. I'm a druid of the Summer Bomb. Would you like to dream together?
Hi, I'm Matt. I play Lox, a changeling bard who ironically would rather stay out of the spotlight.
I don't think that's a good idea, you guys.
I'm Beau Christian Williams, and I play Haldor, the mighty and well-endowed, the greatest paladin the world will ever see with their ears.
I'm Tiana Hansen, and I play Iza Sangiovese, a teenage sorcerer who spent her life hiding her gifts. The world is a dangerous place for people like me, people who don't belong.
I'm Aaron Acosta, and I'm playing Bartholomew Barry Bedlam.
Boy, do you know what fills me with joy the most? Pure, blinding rage!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Quest and Chaos. We are the Chaos Agents, and we're still playing role-playing games.
Hey.
Because we are not getting activist-y here, because we're not going to allow it anywhere. So,
what?
We are fighting monsters.
We'll talk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We will probably have a stream where we do get spicy, but that not during our role-playing games. So I'm going to turn this music off, because we're in combat. All right, so last we left off, there were two giant crabs. Let me kind of, you know what, for all of you people out there, they are hulking crabs, in fact, as they come up out of the water doing massive amounts of damage.
Oh my god.
Instant. To an already damaged party. I should have maybe remembered that when I made the encounter.
Remembered that we are very low on things like spell slots?
Yep. So I'm guessing high AC, I'm guessing high HP, health points, and...
Thank you, I forgot.
Yeah. And
what's a D20, by the way? I have not.
Thank you for not hitting me twice and going to Barry on the side.
I definitely, you know, we'll see what happens, but yeah. Anyway, we have a giveaway on our winner for this Nord Games
deck.
Oh, nice!
A winner for our giveaway, even?
Yes, our giveaway, dual monocles.
Hey, congratulations!
Congratulations!
Yes. I think those are bifocals.
That's a name I've never heard before.
Glasses.
Congratulations.
Dual monocles. Congratulations on this.
They're both on the same eye.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Percy thing.
That's right, yeah.
You must be present to win.
I got 20-40 vision.
Answer us in the chat, and then we will whisper you. Asking you what your address is to mail that out. All right. So, jumping back into the story of combat, we have Lox followed by Lalak.
Okay, and it's really dark, but I can see. So I from the thunderous blade.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Which was
a
light.
Yeah.
So it's 10 feet and 20 foot. I mean, there's lanterns here. You know.
So it can kind of see the crabby things. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Do I see the one near?
I will say it's dim light. If anybody has any effects that are only work in dim light or don't work in dim light, it's dim light.
This isn't my Twilight cleric.
Making sure.
But I can see the one
near. Yes, yeah.
Okay, oh my gosh. Real quick, I'm going to, while still in the boat, reach into my satchel and pull out a torch. If that's okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm pretty sure I have a tinderbox in my inventory. Maybe I don't. I have candles.
Are you using it to more than see by?
Yes.
Okay.
I do have a tinderbox, so I'm going to just take, right. I'm assuming I have to take this entire action and light the torch, but I'm gonna light the torch in there, and then I can do my movement.
Yes.
Then I'm just gonna run. Ah! Oh, I'll say! Like, still as what's-his-face towards is and waving the torch
okay.
as wildly as I can at this creature that's right next to them.
Okay.
That's my rep.
Perfect.
All does the torch have any effect on the creature?
It does. You can see it way better.
Oh no! But it's not like backing off or like looking. Well, I guess no. I'm not up to it yet, but
it does not have any sort of
effect on
vulnerabilities
it.
To fire.
Okay, well, good to know now.
Lalak, followed by the guard.
If I take 5 feet back, am I in its space at all?
No, because it went towards those two.
Is it in their space?
Yes.
Okay. So, Lalak is playing with...
You didn't grab it on the break, man.
That's right.
Can you describe these things to me?
Mm-hmm. They are massive, hulking crabs with armored backs and 6-8 legs and 2 arms with massive claws on them.
Loving monsters.
Yes.
If anyone's seen that movie. Wait, what?
They can swim a lot faster than they can run, it looks like.
You better have named this episode We've Got Crabs, that's all I'm saying. Just, it's a missed opportunity.
Yep.
Call something mundane like the docks.
Part two, at least you better call the docks. Part two, We've Got Crabs.
Or an Australian accent, or a Kiwi accent, you could do the dick with crabs. Because we're on the dick.
Yes, we are.
On the dick. The dick with crabs.
I'm
new from New Zealand.
I'm a Kiwi, y'all.
Lalak is kind of startled, and he jumps back 5 feet. Turns around, sees the one in front of Issa. That hasn't attacked yet?
It used its full action. It moved up to try to get to you, but couldn't with the pillar, and then moved over there. So it used its full dash action. Six seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Do we need to get the timer?
He can hit the pause menu.
Wait a second. Everyone fucking has full debates over their movements.
What is on?
Taking some time to think this through. Lalak, startled, jumps back, moves 20 feet. The timer stops every time it's my turn and somebody else talks. So, cumulatively, we're still good. He moves over towards Issa.
It's 15.
That's 15. So he's like, Lalak is startled. He sees them come out and clamp Barry and Haldor. Turns around and runs towards Issa and locks, and he sees the other one. He comes to a screeching stop. And he casts, speaks with animals on himself.
Oh.
And
is that 10 minutes?
Wait.
If you cast it as a ritual.
Divination?
But yeah, speak with animals. I don't know if it's an action. You gotta read it.
It takes 10 minutes to cast.
If you need 10 minutes, there's a
ding. It says duration, right? There are 10 minutes.
Casting time?
One action.
Okay.
Oh!
Yeah.
Done. Yeah, it just takes you longer because you're doing it as a ritual.
So one action, speak with animals.
Yes.
Hold on.
Okay.
I should have charged this over the break.
Yeah.
Really, really kind of wish that the wording.
This doesn't go on my cumulative time, does it?
Oh, okay. Got it. Yes. So.
Okay.
You cast Speak with Animals as your action.
Yes. And would like to. Oh! Don't hurt us. We don't want to hurt you. Please leave us alone.
Okay.
To the one in front of Issa.
Very high DC persuasion check.
Roll that nat 20.
Who's calling me? This guy. Persuasion? Oh, shoot.
Oh! Oh. All right.
That's good. It wasted that on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same roll!
What'd you roll?
It's a 7.
Oh. Lucky number 7.
Yeah. So, all you hear back is food.
Oh, they probably starve them, poor thing.
Probably. What will they eat?
They're hungry!
Oh, God.
Eat them, they're
That's so good. We like see calm the lock, like, hold on, guys. They're hungry! Yeah. It's like, oh, really? My God, run.
Whoof. All right. The two of you, if you want, can make opportunity attacks.
I want.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry. Who and whom?
Thank you. Haldor and Barry, who are by this guard, who just leaps off of the pier into the water to make opportunity attacks.
Oh.
Ew. Oh. Ew. Addition.
I was gonna kill you. You can't get away from me.
18.
Nice. Oh. Hits.
Sweet.
14.
Does not. All right.
I'll be exposed.
I'm going to save it for these crabs, I think.
Chum in the water might get them to, like...
That's true.
Chum all over them. 9 damage on that.
11 damage, because he's still raging.
Damn it!
You should use that attack to grapple so he can't move. And then you can throw him at...
So he did not disengage, so he has used his action to leap, and he is swimming and out of view from you guys.
Cool. Okay, that's 3 loose ends now we have.
All right, so that means Izza followed by Barry and Haldor.
Honestly, the fact that it's only 3 is kind of a miracle. I am going to use my action to disengage.
All right.
Because I'm within grabbing.
Yeah.
Grabbing range.
Yep.
How far down does the wooden part of the pier extend from here?
It extends,
back to 0?
Yeah, 2 miles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to dart my full movement, 30 feet that way.
Okay.
And it's huge, I can still see it, right?
Yeah.
I will use my bonus action to cast Spiritual Weapon right in front of it, conjuring that shimmering golden sword.
Oh, this is definitely something that I should have done.
You want to use this?
We'll do this for now, and we'll see if one apparates.
Stick it right in its face.
You want it right in front of it, or
yeah.
Doesn't? Okay.
Because it doesn't block anyone else. So.
Plus, you're closer if he moves.
That is a 21 to hit.
That does, in fact, hit.
For max damage of 12.
12, nice.
Okay, and that is my turn.
All right. That is a Barry followed by Haldor. You, right behind you, is a massive
crab. He's got chomp in the backside.
Yeah. There's a scar in your back now.
Oh, we're playing grab ass, eh?
That was close.
That's great.
No, I saw. I'm not that drunk. buzzed, you know. And I swing right at him. Yes. Right to get what the doctor ordered to get rid of the crabs that we now have. 14 to hit.
I'm going to suggest inspiration.
Boom!
Do you still have Bardic Inspiration?
I do. Give me that fucking thing back.
Don't forget.
That's a good point.
Is that 6? Is that 9? No, that doesn't make sense.
Is it 6?
19 total.
Yeah, it's totally a 9 on a D8.
That 19.
That hits.
Oh. Boom, baby.
All right.
Nice.
19 hits. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm rolling this. Damn it.
Oh, it was on 12 for a second.
It was, but that's still plus 2. So, a 10.
10 points of damage, all right.
Boom, second attack. Oh, that's sweet.
Nice.
25 total.
Hits.
Wow.
Ka-chow.
Oh, wow.
Ka-chow.
Oh, wow.
Woo! 16 damage.
Wow.
Nice.
And then, oh, I have to call Great Weapon Master.
Yes.
Okay, all right, then, yeah, that's where I'm chilling.
All right, Haldor, followed by the crabs.
I would like to prepare a spell. Let's see, first I will...
Oh, first healing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, first I will...
It's a bonus action to take, if you want to take the potion.
Yeah, yeah, let's take the potion.
He gets the regen, too.
Yeah, which is every
that's
round.
That's the potion.
Okay.
So yeah, that's... so it's, what did you say, 1d6 plus 2?
1d6 plus 2.
3.
All right, 3 okay. HP.
That's all right, yep. But I will... Lay on hands, does that take an action? Let me see.
Didn't you hand in the potion the last?
Yeah, yeah, but
it was out of turn.
It's a potion, so I have to physically take it. Sorry, what was I asking?
He had actually just, so he had went, then they came.
Yeah. I need to know if Lay on Hands is an action. As an action, yep. I'm gonna hold a spell.
Okay.
And the trigger is if this thing goes for an attack, my spell will go off.
Hmm. Okay. Sounds good. It's turn. It is. Oh, it's just gonna sit here and just be like, oh yeah. Huh.
I'm not that hungry.
yes, it goes for an attack on you.
All right. I then say, as soon as it goes for an attack, I say, by the power of air, I command thee, grovel, and I cast command.
Oh.
Is that a reaction? Command?
As a reaction, you can prepare a spell.
Right, yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. That is gonna be a save, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Of what kind?
Oh, thank you.
Is that wisdom?
Let me just make sure
I think
it is.
Yeah, I need
hopefully
to make sure.
It's smartness, because these things seem stupid.
Right.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, their whole sentence was food.
Hungry, 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 both, yeah.
19.
Whoa!
Wait, what?
19.
Wow.
Can we give it disadvantage? What? No? Just on attacks?
I don't have anything.
Do you have?
All right, well, it succeeds.
I normally would, but I have no spells. I can't bane anything.
And I look up at the sky and I'm like, why air?
Yeah, as you look up, this thing comes in with a 25.
Oh,
fives.
Oh yeah, it hits.
26 to hit.
Mm-hmm. It hits slightly better.
Yep.
This is the problem with gods.
For 12 points of damage. And the other one, the other claw towards Barry. that's cocked. It was pretty much a 15. Should have kept a 15. Why did I do that? 11 to hit.
Got it off. Just be a dumb.
What? It was cocked, but it was clearly a 15.
Yeah. Oh, so it wasn't cocked?
Yeah.
Wait, you said 11 total?
Yeah.
Okay, so then like 5.
No, 11 damage. To hit.
11 to
oh,
hit.
Oh, 11 to hit. Oh, we're fine. Okay, yeah, we're good. Forget that
number. That is that one. That is now this guy. You know what?
With a glowing sword in its
for
face.
For the hell of it.
By the way, team, I love the fact that we have made a lot of noise and made a lot of light so they know something's going on at this fucking pier.
So, obviously not mechanically, but I just rolled an intelligence check and it got a 4.
Ah.
So it is going to use its first attack on the spectral weapon in front of it.
Neat.
As it like goes that. Through yeah. it.
Yeah, I like that.
And it is at least smart enough to realize that that's...
It didn't feel anything under the claw. Yep.
So it is going to move.
Ah!
1, 2, 3.
Ah!
4, 5, 6.
I'm like kind of pinched in a thing playing parry with it.
Well, 6.
Ah!
5.
Rock Lobster.
Yeah, look at that. Disadvantage, huh? No, okay.
Oh, it's gotcha. It's gotcha by the arm.
The miniatures don't lie.
It's one attack coming in at a 22 to hit.
That, let me see. Yeah, that's
nice. Let me check. Yep, that's gonna hit. That is the worst it could possibly do.
Good.
7 points of damage.
That's, I mean, okay.
Three ones.
Wow.
Three what? Three eights?
Oof.
But you know, the new card rule, this, you know, it's balancing these. Because you would have wiped the floor with these if you had all the cards, you know, and you'd just be like, oh yeah, I'm
maybe
over there, I'll just.
Yeah,
now we're getting our floor wiped with ourselves. Yeah. I don't know how the term weirdly works.
You all right there, buddy?
No.
All right. Locks followed by Laloc.
So since it shifted its attention to...
You are in its range.
Correct. But it's shifted its attention and is facing Laloc, correct?
Yeah.
So is this like a traditional crab? Like where it... But just large.
Yeah.
So in its front claw, does it have the little pivot point that's between the two shells?
There are no vulnerable spots.
I can't shove this flaming torch into a part of the carapace to just leave there.
Dude,
I don't want to.
No.
The eye is the weak point. I mean,
you generally can make an attack with a torch, but it's an improvised weapon at that point.
I'd say it's a club. It's a d6.
I can't like leave it damage on it to try and cook this crab. What's the point of torches?
There's no point.
No, we have to cook the water and then the crab goes in the water.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Haldor.
Are you a little bay on fire?
Haldor said, being shook halfway by like the crab claw.
You know what then? I'm going to climb on top of it.
What?
I am, because I can't, if I get hit, if this thing pinches me, I'm dead. I'm down and dead.
Well,
so I'm going to, I don't think it can. I mean, can I judge?
You don't think it can. I run, man.
Think about it. Though.
Give me an athletics or acrobatics check, because you are getting up on this thing.
I mean, I respect it, but.
17.
That's a gamble.
Yeah,
let him play his character.
I respect the fuck out of this play.
Locks.
I love it.
Out of the blue.
Yeah. I'm holding the top. What I'm trying to do is I'm holding the torch, and I want to get as low to it as I can. Like, just hold on to it.
Okay.
But still, like, try and, like, put the torch in its face. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Try and distract it or confuse it or something.
Got it. Makes sense.
I don't know what I'm doing, guys.
You are giving the help action.
There we go.
Sure.
Like that.
All right. Laloc, followed by Izza. You have someone who's helping you right now, so any attacks have advantage.
Okay. Well, I can't do breath weapon.
Oh, you could.
Oh, it's big enough that you wouldn't. You could aim it.
And not hit him?
Yeah, it's big enough.
Get its underbelly.
Okay. Yeah, okay, Laloc is kind of in between the pillar. Blows a, exhales a 15-foot cone of ice damage, cold
Ooh.
Damage.
All right.
And there is a con save of 12.
Con save of 12, yes.
It passes?
Succeeds, yep. Right, 19.
So... the creature takes 2d6 on a failed save, half as much on a successful one. So,
Uh-oh.
I rolled a 3.
Oof.
So it takes a 1.
I'll give you 2.
Aww.
Oh, thank you. It's in my space, so I can't really move. Yeah.
You can move. You'll take an attack of opportunity.
Can it fit through that?
It would be difficult terrain for it.
Oh, interesting.
But it also doesn't need much crawly room. There just isn't much room in there.
I'm not going to risk an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
With locks on its back, the lock is trying to figure something out. It's like, oh. Well,
Oh, it was con. If it was dex, I would. Okay.
And that's my turn.
Is it followed by Barry?
So I have the help action on that crab.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna use a bonus action to consume the extra mana potion. Ooh. And get a fourth level spell slot.
Ooh. Oh,
nice.
And upcast Chaos Bolt.
Nice.
On it. So.
Can it, and it can hit the same target, right? Or does it have to be two targets?
So Chaos Bolt, Chaos Bolt is weird. Chaos Bolt has a single target, but it can split if I roll the same number on the 2d8s.
Gotcha.
So Chaos Bolt is wonky like that.
It doesn't.
Let's see. That is a 16 to hit. He said it's really well armored. Do you guys mind if I use an inspo?
No.
It's only a 19. Oh yeah.
Well, one of the new rules that is being implemented is you have to use it before you know the result.
Oh.
Or at least it's what we were doing last night. So.
If this is a hint, then.
Any seconds?
New year, new us.
That is a hint. Thank you.
Are these Wizards of the Coast rules or Quest and Chaos?
And
rules?
There are rules.
Now it hits.
Okay.
Oh. DC 17 noted. Thank you. All right. So that is 2d8s and 4d6s. So I will start with the 2d8s to see what kind of damage it is.
I love Chaos Bolt.
Chaos Bolt is wonky and I love it. All right, so we've got Psychic and we've got Thunder. I'm gonna go Psychic. These guys aren't smart.
All right.
So that is 15.
15, nice.
Plus, ooh, my goodness. Okay.
18.
Did you just?
18, right?
You did?
I'm impressed.
Oh my God. Well, hello, Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, 18 plus the 15 is 33.
So 18 extra?
Yeah.
Yeah! You see blood starting to pour from its underneath.
Yeah, as this like weird warpy green light appears between Izza's hands and then just disappears.
Yeah.
And anyone who's looking closely can see it like reverberate in its head, but you'd have to be looking for that.
What's
one.
It doing?
You see its eyes go.
It's bleeding. Take advantage of that, maybe. And I'm staying put because that crab is busy and I don't want to get further away. So that is my turn.
All right.
Thank you very much to our wonderful patrons for giving me a fourth level spell slot.
Can you pick
one
up?
You get
a
new card. You get
to
choose.
Ooh, I think I'll take Boosted Distraction.
All right. Barry, followed by Haldor.
Okay. Two questions. First one, these things aren't that dexterous, right? They don't look.
Just ask that.
What? I'm not asking for a number. I'm just asking for a question, might have answered it.
They're definitely not pretty. And they don't seem very bright.
Fine.
I love it. I love it when
I don't think crabs can touch their own backs.
Crack up.
I think shrimps can.
Shrimps can touch
can
their
they?
Backs?
Wait, no, I'm thinking.
Let's just Google it.
Yeah.
I liked it. Yeah.
Well, also, I don't know. At the same time, we now know everything and nothing. Google it.
I mean, you know it's, you know that its armor class is 17. That's something.
That is something. But I don't have the intelligence to math what the rest of that means.
Don't say it out loud because if they can, then we're in trouble. I'm in trouble.
We're not going to chat. We're Googling it. So that's fine. Okay, fine.
People don't ask this question all the
time. Google doesn't know what the fuck Google is.
There's somebody at Google right now going like, what the fuck?
What is this algorithm? Yeah.
I don't know.
Someone get the marine biologist on the line.
Is that drug slime?
Oh, that's...
You're the first person to search it. That was the notification. Okay, well, regardless, I'm still going to do it because I don't think they are. And I'm just going to be like, I hope this works out. And he looks at Haldor. I really hope this works. And he just he takes the vial that he got from one of the dungeons went through and he drinks it straight up.
Did I ever tell you what it
you
was?
Did.
Yes, you did.
And
good.
It was the potion of fire breath.
Oh, nice.
And I am just gonna be like, oh, why does my stomach feel hot? And just straight up just
vomits fire.
Yeah, vomits fire right in this motherfucker's face.
You really miss playing a dragonborn, don't you?
I just miss vomiting fire no matter what the character is.
That's amazing.
All right, what does that do?
So you have to make a DC saving throw, dex check, of 13.
No.
You don't make it. Fuck yes.
That is a 5 for the four. Those watching at
Let's
home.
Let's hope that luck holds.
Yeah.
4d6.
That's a d4.
I'm also in the
That's
point where I'm switching dice because that one's just
you
too hot.
Just oh, 4
is too hot.
I mean, I guess I don't want to add.
Just use real
I don't want to add. You do it. You all do right. it. I've had a long day. I've been looking at computers all fucking day,
okay,
and I don't want right.
to do. No, right.
Okay,
I'm fine. You don't have to do
That's
it.
On me. Okay, that's on me.
You.
All right, that's me.
Just roll the fucking dice.
I love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. All right, and that's, okay, so 13.
I feel like you should be able to do that.
Yeah, I did. It's 13.
13.
13 damage.
It's 2 5s, a 2 and a 1. That's very easy math.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
That, so, you know, that heat cracks a little bit of the carapace underneath as some blood starts to show.
Oh. Does it smell good?
Yeah.
That's what
it's starting to smell. You're like, oh yeah.
Roasted crab. All we need now is some garlic noodles.
Food.
Food. Yeah. Barry just goes, food.
They're hungry. I'm hungry.
We're right. eating good tonight.
And I have 2 more charges of that left because of the potion.
Nice. Does it maintain or do you drink it again?
It's either, no, it maintains. It's either 3 shots at once, or I mean 3 shots within an hour.
Okay.
Whichever comes first.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
3 shots right. or an hour, okay.
Yeah,
Haldor gotcha. Followed by Krabbies.
Crab. Okay.
We have crabs.
Shit. Okay. So I've been sitting here thinking, what am I gonna do? Because I have one action, and I can try and kick its ass, or I can heal myself and take another hit. I have 17 hit points. So I'm gonna fuck them up.
I was gonna say,
oh.
I call it preemptive healing. Yeah. They can't hurt you if they're dead.
Elder's gonna go for it, seeing this guy hitting him now and not retaliating and having him resist his command. He's done.
All right.
Did you get another heal, though, from the potion?
Yes, at the top of your turn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good memory.
Thank you, sometimes.
The drunk one gets the...
6 points of healing.
Nice.
You now have more than the average of its damage.
Hey.
Oh.
All right.
That's reassuring.
It can survive one more hit.
Okay,
on
here
average.
We go.
On average.
It can survive one more
the
more
odds hit. Are in your favor.
It rolled 3 before, so.
Come Let's on. Do.
Okay, so that's 15.
Okay.
And I would like to,
Bardic Inspiration. Bardic Inspiration.
I don't have it, I already used it.
Oh, you, wait.
He
you,
did. He did use it before.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, seconded.
Thank you, though.
I thought it maintained.
No, it's
shot.
A one use.
All right.
It maintains until it's used.
Oh, got it. Mm-hmm.
It's broken.
Okay.
It's great.
D6.
17.
Yes.
All right. Hits. All right, so.
And then I'll just roll 20 dice. And...
Give me a second. That's the right. Oh, I did want to ask you because I remembered one of the enchantments that's there. I believe I can just throw a +1 on there, right?
Yeah.
So I was going
to
see.
Because it's the.
I thought there was just
the sword.
It's the sword.
So
that
yeah,
I
yeah.
Yeah. So I can throw +1 onto my sword just there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to know if you would let me have that since I spent so much time there, or well, wait until after.
You can have it, but you have to keep it.
Yes.
Okay.
I choose this.
All right. Mm-hmm. Done.
+1 is great. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Nothing to sneer at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. Wait. This seems like 2 little dice. Oh.
There's no smite involved in this.
There isn't. Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right. 13. That's 5, so 18 points of damage.
Yeah!
And I will roll the second attack at him.
All right.
Okay, 17.
Nice.
That hits.
All right. Let's do the same thing, and I'm going to throw a second level smite there.
Oh!
So, let's, where are my d8s at? 1, 2.
Dun, dun, dun.
No, 3, excuse me, 3.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
So many dice.
Oof. All right, That's and not still a damage dice. So that's 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and
23.
Thank you, 23, plus my 4.
27.
27 points of damage.
Plus 18. Let's... Holy shit.
Plus the 18, yeah.
Let's hear this.
Yay!
All right. I want to bring it up and say, you have been mighty, but not as mighty as Haldor, or well endowed! And,
Crab with a penis.
Well, I'm right. And I'm gonna split it right in the head, and I want it to, or after the first attack, split it in the head, and come up for the second attack and bring it down and crack it deeper into the head, and then that blows up, and I would like to cook it if I can.
With the flaming part.
With the flaming.
Yeah.
Where does it blast out the other end? Good. Because I'm visualizing a crab shitting out its own brains. Which is awesome, don't get me wrong. It's awesome.
You broke him, man. I didn't.
The visual, come on. Okay, yeah, no. I'll have him explode this way in half.
Ooh, yeah, sick.
And that fire just burning like a fuse, the vein along the back.
Mm. That
should be. It should
be. Is that crabs too?
No. I sit there.
It's just.
Oh. Every crab like I've always like shrimp, cracked yeah. open seems like it was like always about to poop, but like never. It's always full of poop.
You can tell if a restaurant's good or not from their shrimp. If that shit vein is still there, I don't know about
crabs.
Yeah.
Actually, wait. Red Lobster. Yeah, they have shit crab. Actually. They, really,
sorry.
Please don't add us. Wait, add us, like Red Lobster. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure.
You got the spit take from Bo.
Well,
that's
because he said shit crab,
something.
Which means like they have bad crab, but also right. crab that could have shit.
Yeah.
And roll it on forward.
Yes, and moving along.
New merch, shit crab. Okay.
It's amazing.
In a crude way.
That's where I shine.
All right. So we want to know if crabs are dexterous enough to hit the thing on their back, right?
Yeah.
True.
We'll be the first to find out.
Come down to a d20 roll to find out. They are not.
Whoa.
So.
Move over.
Yeah.
Come on,
Lalak. It's fine.
Lalak, you are right here, and you're getting both of these.
Nice.
Oh, dear.
So the one, it just like is hitting the pillar, the wood is it can't quite reach around and grab it, even though he's trying to reach around. That's a 13 to hit.
Does not hit.
And the other one is a 20.
Yeah, for sure that.
That hits.
We're gonna after show
you
this.
You don't wanna know. Oh, okay. You don't wanna know.
You do, and I'm gonna tell you.
What?
I'm going
you can come over here if you would.
I'm good. Okay. When this is
do
happening,
almost.
When this is happening, I'm gonna try and shove by. I'm gonna say, "Knock it off! Leave him alone!" And then I'm gonna do my last bardic inspiration to do cutting words, so that you would have to roll.
I've already rolled damage.
Oh, I thought that works.
No, damage.
It says damage roll here.
Oh.
I can.
Oh,
yeah,
you're gonna reduce the damage.
Yeah, when I reduce
damage. Oh,
yeah.
Damage. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm rolling DM.
Do you want to spend that if it won't matter? I don't know how many hit points Lalak has.
Yeah. For 8.
Wow.
8.
Minus 8 damage.
That helps. Right. I hope.
I'm going to snip you in
24
half.
Points of damage.
It helps.
That helps.
It helps.
Okay. It was 32 before.
Yes.
Stars and stones.
That was just like one above death, yeah.
Ooh.
It did help. Okay, good.
It
did
help. Yes. Oh, I mean, Lalak's coming in clutch with a lot of assists.
Yeah. All right, all right.
It's gonna move. What? No, it's not gonna move. He's mindless.
Basically.
Locks followed by Lalak.
I mean, I feel like I should just hang out, but can I?
Keep giving the help action.
So
I would
you, not do you use your action to use the help action, everyone does get advantage on their attacks.
Okay.
Or the next attack.
Can I, are you literally about like one away from
not
being
one,
down?
Not one, but I'm pretty bloody.
Oh, okay. Like if I jumped off and tried to push you in the
water? Would that be helpful? Or no?
What? You've got open wounds, right?
Yeah,
right.
Salt water.
But I want to protect you. Lox wants to protect you. If
it
he's
would
seeing
clean
you
it out.
Get smack, 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 and I know that you can control water, I'm like, in Lox's mind, he's like, get Lilac to the water.
It's like, he's not free willing. Opportunity attack.
He's not free willing.
Go, Lilac!
Lilac shapes water to go, exactly, go over. I'll stay here.
A whale.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So hit it with your loot.
I guess I can I while I'm up here? Well, no, because one hand's like in the.
No, you can. Yeah, you can totally do that.
Okay. Cool. Then I'm
passionate.
Actually, you know what? No, never mind. Yeah, I'll hit it with my loot.
Bung.
Yeah.
Like a loony
tug a tongue. Yeah, exactly. I'll hit it with the loot. Sure. That's a 5 to hit.
Oh, yeah, boy. It's hard to bonk, get. You're too busy holding
you're
on.
You're trying to
yeah.
hold on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Discordant. Boom. Yeah.
Lilac, followed by Izzah.
So Lilac is like bloodied and he's like pushed back by this. And with the chaos, he feels the warmth of the fire and he's all cut up. And he holds his druid beads. And it's no place like home. It's no place like home. Okay. As he starts to chant on himself and he teleports.
You're gonna take
six
it with
creatures
you. What?
Into the square of the castle where he remembers seeing a whole bunch of the king's guards to help.
I love this. So much.
I'm conflicted.
So remember when we pulled up and there's like a whole royal guard thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're gonna help. So.
I love the shit out of it. I'm also like, we don't know where you're about to go.
It's 30 feet from the point, right?
Creatures within 30 feet.
It's further than that.
It has to be further than that.
30 feet, oh.
This is a 15 foot radius. 30 feet.
Yeah, radius.
It's a 15-foot radius or a 30-foot radius.
Diameter? Grab it, grab it. That's radius. Grab the lightning bolt. That's a better.
What is that? What does that say?
Fireball?
You and the closest six other creatures within 30 feet. I assume that was going to pull in
Haldor. Within 30 feet.
And,
yeah.
Oh. So is this guy?
Dude, he's taking us.
Pooped.
We need to be at the.
But it comes from you.
My well, guys. You are being very fucking.
No, that's it.
That's on top of you.
Does that touch Barry?
That
is Barry.
I mean, it just knocked Barry's mini over.
Does that touch me and the arm it's attached to at least? So it's a little helped out.
This isn't exactly an exact science since we don't have a grid and it's touching Barry. You're eyeballing
Barry. Barry is included in this.
Oh my shit.
And I see. Guess we're splitting apart.
Oh, by a fairly significant margin. My. Yeah, I love
I feel like
it.
That's one of the things we discuss first.
I did.
Go home.
It's his card. It's his card to use as he sees fit.
I did not expect that from happening, and that, my friends, is where we're going to call it for tonight.
Yeah,
as these four creatures. Vanish from the field with no explanation, no nothing. Haldor and Izzah, you just see them disappear.
Did I
gonna put us in the market?
Did I take that arm, and why didn't you?
Because I didn't want to kill
a bunch of innocent
goers.
People. Yeah,
I was gonna drop it in the market and like run. Yeah,
Bert, go civilians. It wants food. Here you go.
Bob, I choose you.
So much fun.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Man, that was crazy dangerous too. Wow,
dude.
Okay.
The party
okay.
is split.
Yeah, we are.
In twain.
We are going to come back not next Monday or Tuesday. Because of things that are happening. But the following Tuesday. There is an outro. Thank you. Thank you for watching. Be sure to give us a follow on Twitch, a sub on YouTube, and a review on the podcast app of your choice. Alondra's awesome. Why is that written up there? Anyway.
I mean, it's true.
We're on podcast, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitch. We've got a whole bunch of content, and we've got more different content coming your way this year. A lot more on that. If you're a Patreon member, you'll get to ask us things, all that you want, next Monday. Whew. Join our Discord. All right, so the Redacted Reports drops tomorrow. The Season 5 trailer. Chaos Agents. Back on the 24th. Again, there are some big, different, weird things that are happening, and we hope everything is ready to go for us.
Fingers crossed.
Not weird things.
Stuff that should have happened already, but shipping.
Shipping.
Ooh. Oh.
It was on a boat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, all I want is just you to change the LEDs. I know they can change color. Fucking change.
I don't think he has the remote. The remote's right there.
What?
Oh, okay.
Speaking of LEDs, that is going to be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait.
The arena of 5Es is back again Monday, January 30th. It is an opportunity for our Patreon members to make characters that a bunch of weirdos, I mean a bunch of people, play around the table.
No, you had it right the first time.
It is a shameless cash grab, so make sure that you are throwing bits so these people can buy cards. Shameless cash grab. Tavern upkeep. Thank you, guys. So, watch for character info for the next arena, because it's something different than last time. Last time was the Mean Girls. The next one, I believe, do I want to say what it is? Is it Oops? It is, Oops, All Sorcerers. An entire party of sorcerers.
That's fun.
All right. And that is going to wrap it up. We're going to jump into an After Dark because we got a little bit of time left before the clock runs out again for our Patreons. It's almost like we're really trying to push everyone to join our Patreon.
Wink.
.com/
Help us help you.
What?
Yes.
We're doing that?
Shameless cash grabs. Join our Patreon. Thank you guys for watching. And we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to Quests and Chaos. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/questsandchaos. This podcast is supported by our Patreons, and we would like to give them a heartfelt thanks, starting Duke Fleeg and He Who Shall Not Be Named. Our inspiration, Middle Management, is a force to be reckoned with, featuring Lady Bedivere, Ben Slislowski, Anonymous Dragon, Cheesecake Fries, Slyly Tove, Jen W., Paul, and Seth Jones. Our inspired patrons include Adam, Andreas, Jeremy, Jay Matthews, Reoccurring Dream, Cody, Lee, Megan Krantz, Red Dead, Coquette, Robbie Nowell, The Baroness, and The Apollyon. And a big thank you to all of the guild members out there. It truly means a lot to us that you have joined our Patreon. Not everyone has the means to support us financially, and that is okay. If you could, please share our content with anyone who might enjoy it. Until next time, keep the chaos alive. Is that a tagline?